You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 73 years ago this day, America was plunged into mourning. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the longest-serving president in U.S. history, died on this day in 1945. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markel is back with us again. Howard, some may remember Roosevelt's last words were, "I have a terrific pain in the back of my head." What was he doing? Where was he when he said that? What was going on that day?
Well, he was very tired, and he was taking a few weeks of rest and recreation at the little White House in Warm Springs, Georgia. And that was the place where the whole March of Dimes began. It was the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. But FDR, when he was recuperating from his polio in 1921, went down there and found the Warm Springs. Swimming in them was very helpful to his recovery. And he was down at the little White House, very tired because he had just come back from Yalta.
And pictures from Yalta, he looked horrible.
He looks horrible.
Yeah.
Haggard, dark circles under his eyes.
Nothing like the president at the beginning of the war.
No, you think of that jaunty head up with the cigarette holder and that booming voice. He was just the Even though he was paralyzed from the waist down, he was a picture of health and optimism. So he was there after Yalta. In fact, Winston Churchill said, "We would have to research to find a worse and farther place to end World War II." Mm-hmm. And so that was very difficult. And he was looking forward in a few weeks to the first meeting that begins the United Nations on April 25th. 1945 in San Francisco. And so he was there with his two cousins, Polly Delano and Daisy Suckley, several military aides and a physician, some colleagues, and Lucy Mercer Rutherford.
His special person.
His special friend, his mistress. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that was the woman that Eleanor discovered he was having a torrid affair with in 1918. Franklin had just come home from Europe as Assistant Secretary of Navy under Woodrow Wilson. He was sick with influenza, the 100th anniversary of the influenza pandemic, and he was one of its victims. And she found a packet of love letters from Lucy in his valise. And so Eleanor gave him an ultimatum: either this stops or I divorce you. And she enlisted the help of her mother-in-law, which was not a common alliance in that family. And Mrs. Roosevelt said, "I will cut you off if you don't stop this." So these were two blows he could not afford. Divorce back then meant the end of a political career and a lack of money.
But here she is, still in his life, April 1945 at Warm Springs. So he says, "I have a terrific pain in the back of my head." Then what happened?
Well, he had actually had a decent morning, decent breakfast. He was working at a card table that was set up for him while a painter was sketching pictures of him for what turned out to be a final portrait. He said near about 1 o'clock, we have about 15 minutes left for work. And then, you know, he slumped forward. And Polly Delano was wondering what was going on, as well as Miss Suckley. And they thought he was searching for a lit cigarette, that he had dropped a cigarette, because he was always smoking cigarettes, and it may have dropped in his lap. Actually, he had a massive cerebral hemorrhage, and those were his last words. His eyes rolled back, and the doctors worked on him for a while, but by 3:35 p.m., he was declared dead.
This was, as you just put it, the stroke heard around the world.
It was. It was, because FDR looms so large. Mm-hmm. He was not only our longest serving president of the United States, he was probably our most successful commander in chief. And of course, he was one of the masterminds of the completion of World War II and was looked upon as a great hero around the Western world, probably the entire world.
And he just missed crossing the finish line in the European theater.
He just finished finishing the crossing line. Yeah.
That's right. Interestingly, on this very same day, April 12th, 10 years later, the world saw a major medical breakthrough to do with polio announced here in Ann Arbor.
Announced here in Ann Arbor at Rackham Hall. It was Jonas Salk's polio vaccine. Thomas Francis, our own Thomas Francis, the epidemiologist who did the study, said it works, it's effective, and it's safe. And that was funded by FDR's Foundation, the March of Dimes, the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. And I can't think of a better tribute to a president. You can have your libraries, you can have your statues. An effective polio vaccine also changed the world.
Dr. Howard Markel, University of Michigan, medical historian and PBS contributor, thank you so much.
Thank you.